The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Ants make up one of the most diverse groups of animals in the world, so it would follow that their food also runs the gamut. Many ants feed from flowering plants rich in carbohydrates. Some species of carpenter ants construct defensive shelters around the base of plants to guard against other insects and protect their food supply. Ants that live in hot, dry habitats have come up with ways to survive long periods of drought by storing food. The popular children's science kits, Uncle Milton's Ant Farms, are run by the hardy seed harvesters that in the wild collect huge stockpiles underground. Honeypot ants use their own bodies as storage containers. Some ants fight for nourishment. Thick antennae on the head of army ants withstand battles against other ants. Trap jaw ants snap shut their predatory jaws so quickly you can hear it click. And there's even an ancient lineage called Dracula ants, which diverged from their ant ancestors before the advent of food-sharing behavior and the ability to regurgitate food. Instead, these guys poke holes in the abdomen of their larvae to suck out the blood of their sisters.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.